You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
With some chops and originality, we begin this episode of Neon Jazz with saxophonist Andy Fusco with the 2007 song Scooter off the Big Man's Blues album. This Jersey native started playing the sax very early on, and after graduating from Syracuse University, he spent some time on a semi-pro football team. But that wasn't his calling in life. From 1978 to 1983, he was in the Buddy Rich Big Band and then toured with Jerry Mulligan and Mel Lewis. Along with playing live and recording, he has been a professor at the faculty of Keene University in New Jersey, his home, since 1988. And this album, Big Man's Blues, is a good pair of jazz walking shoes. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from the Mountain of Fountains, the birthplace of the Yardbird, and a nice little jazz shrine right here in Kansas City, Missouri, giving you the jazz goods with music from cats like Grant Green, Horace Silver, Cannonball Adderley, and many more. From the sticks of one of the best jazz drummers in the craft, here's the great Elvin Jones with the 1975 song On the Mountain, and Was He Ever.
This is Kansas City trumpeter Clint Ashlak, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe DiMino.
Try hard to be good and do the things you should. You give up everything that you enjoy. But if you slip a bit and your heart says this is it, that's a necessary evil, my boy. All your friends say you're a fool and you won't break any rules with all the saintly virtues you employ. But if the slightest fling makes your soul begin to sing, that's a necessary evil, my boy. Well, a man sometime has to sip of the grape, cast his eye on a lovely shape. Then sometime a way to desire, if a man says he don't, he's not a man, he's a liar. So don't let yourself be sad if what looks good is bad. Reach out, accept the things that bring you joy. And when you feel inclined, it'll help to keep in mind that's a necessary evil, my boy. Well, a man sometime has to sip of the grape, cast his eye on a lovely shape. Then sometime a way to desire, if a man says he don't, he's not a man, he's a liar. So don't let yourself be sad if what looks good is bad. Reach out, accept the things that bring you joy. And when necessary evil, my boy. His eye on a lovely shape. Then sometime a way to desire, if a man says he don't, he's not a man, he's a liar. So don't let yourself be sad if what looks good is bad. Reach out, accept the things that bring you joy. A man has got to live.
That was the impeccably hip and casually cool jazz singer Laura Ainsworth with the title track off her new 2013 album by the same name, Necessary Evil. And this album is getting some good reviews. She is the daughter of the great jazz saxophonist Billy Ainsworth. Billy was the youngest member ever of the Tommy Dorsey Orchestra, backing Frank Sinatra at age 16. As a young girl, Laura watched enraptured as her dad accompanied such idols as Ella Fitzgerald, Tony Bennett, Mel Torme, and others. That would have been nice. It was this foundation that led her to become one of the finest singers in jazz today. Along with her music, she helped co-create The Comedy Wire, a daily internationally syndicated topical humor service for radio DJs. and her witty one-liners and parody songs have made her one of the most quoted, most played, and least credited women in radio. But she's here, and she's good, and you should pick up this new album. This next cat is one of my favorites. Here's the great Eric Dolphy with all of his reverent irreverence with his tune Jitterbug Waltz off the 1963 album called Conversations.
This is New York City jazz trombonist Nick Finzer. You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was pianist and composer Clay Giberson with the song Incompatibility off a 2006 compilation called Modern Jazz, a collection of Seattle's finest. Clay is part of a new generation that is compatible and is redefining jazz. His performances have been said to convey a deep appreciation of structure and form that pay tribute to the pulse and sonic landscape that frame his musical ideas. This has led him to perform throughout Europe, Scandinavia, the Mediterranean, the South Pacific, Caribbean, and the ever-popular jazz hub, Japan. Clay currently resides in Portland, where he teaches, records, produces, and performs. He's busy, he's good, and Clay sounded great on the show. Here is the Modern Jazz Quartet next on Neon Jazz with their tune, The Sheriff, from a live cut via the Monterey Jazz Fest back in 1963.
Cantanero, tirame un trago de tequila, mi corazón está roto en pedazos en el piso. Tire, tirame un trago de tequila, este rebien en a shot of tequila. Set me up a shot of tequila and I'll be okay. And a shot of tequila, oh, too. He said he loved me and he'd never leave me. Together we would always be true. Promises made weren't promises kept, but I'll be okay. And a shot of tequila, oh, two. Bartender, no, no whiskey, and no gin, and no bourbon.
That was a sobering little tune there from jazz singer Eugenie Jones off her 2013 album Black Lace, Blue Tears, with the song A Shot of Tequila. And wasn't that ever. The West Virginia native spent her youth singing in church choirs and never really gave much thought to singing until she became an adult. It was only 2 years ago that she made her professional debut and has been garnering a large audience ever since. And that audience continues to grow. She is good. This next track on this hour of Neon Jazz comes from the great James Carter off his 2007 album called Present Tense. Here's the tune, Song of Delilah.
Thank you. This is Ryan Heinlein, professional trombone player from Kansas City, Missouri. You are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe DiMino.
That was British Columbian singer and songwriter Dan McMillan, along with his jazz orchestra, on the 2011 song Hot House. His genuine music style, warm vocals, and honest lyrics have made him a leading voice in the Vancouver Island music scene and all over the world. This might be the luckiest man in show business and one of the finest guitarists in jazz today. He escaped the Jay Leno shadow and continues to pack the house when he plays. Here's Kevin Eubanks with the 2010 song The Dancing Sea off his album called Zen Food. Thank you. Again, that was Kevin Eubanks with the 2010 song, The Dancing Sea. He may want to do a number on the Conan show to plug his new material in the future. It'd be a nice one. Taking us out of this episode of Neon Jazz, and with the connection to our prior artist, it's the great Branford Marsalis. He left Leno after 3 years and really never wanted the gig to begin with. And of note, he actually played with the Grateful Dead in the early 90s. He's ending this show of ours with the 2004 song, Three Little Words, off the Steep anthology. Thanks again for tuning in to our show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a man with the magic broadcast hands, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher. Talk to us about our show. Let us know what you think. You want to hear something? Any feedback would be nice. You can reach us at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends. Neon Jazz.